121. Sibov and the Sofer. I'm going to tell you to pay attention. What is the basis of Abitochen? Lecholadas, Hashem Yisale, Baruch Shmo, Boras HaOlam, created the entire world, Techneu HaPisibo V'Mesobo, is cause and effect. V'Kova L'Choltachas, in every end result, has many things that cause it in a chain reaction. Moshe L'Kach, Koch Yisal Hisno Etz Meshach Kiyumo Shel Odom Bo'olam HaTachton, Tzunosov. We need food in order to for us to function to survive. Tzuna either comes from animal or vegetable or both of them, and even the animals that we eat, they get their food from mostly from vegetables. And therefore, ultimately, all of our food comes from vegetative matter. And all vegetative matter, Gadom and Adoma, and from it has what goes into it. They're the nutrients in the earth, the nutrients in the air, the nutrients in the water. And they need the sun that brings it all together. And he goes through all of it. And where does the water come from? From rain and from dew, from the atmosphere. Without water, it doesn't grow. They go from the water vapor in the air. And where does the water vapor come from? It rises from the earth. Goes up into the clouds. And all of these things, he gives a whole chain reaction. And how does this whole work? What causes the water vapor to evaporate? And how the winds and everything moves. Ruach Soro said the world. And it says, okay. And then he goes through the entire thing, how things grow, and how it all ends up in our stomach and gives us nutrition. He says, and where does the rain come from? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch. What makes this entire, there's a whole chain reaction. What's causing this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a whole natural progression, setting up a whole natural progression, and in back of it, there's one thing, rain, no one knows how it comes, where it comes. And the Gemara says, no one will ever figure that out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I bring the rain. Then there are three types of people. One of them, people don't think. They eat what they eat, and they act like animals, and he says, the awesome, they act, and they function, they don't think what they're doing, where it comes from, how it's there, they just, there's no difference in their entire behavior, not of animals. They act like overgrown and overblown monkeys. Well, like little infants. And then another group of people. The ones who study nature and who realize that everything that happens to them happens from a whole chain reaction, that their health depends on the food they eat and the quality of the food from eating, how it comes from, where it comes from. They understand how the whole process works. A few of them, and a few of those people get to the idea that really standing in back of this entire thing is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yimudam Vosram, Eloheim HaChachomim Bal Yamada She'enim Shomerim Torah. Going for a Sofa Yobam, I know I'm not right. They understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire system and somehow, in an automatic way, he's causing it all. Shagam halol, even though it's called the sichu mehem and it's an emes b'shlemus. Says Greek philosophy understood you can't have an entire system working unless there's something standing in back of that system. But they haven't understood everything perfectly. And they came, this is where Greek philosophy was common at that time, says Shem Yisala and Bisham Shum Dova Tivi. It's just an automatic machine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and enables that automatic machine to work. And they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to know anything. It's an automatic machine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu just automatically gives that machine the ability to work. And that's it. No HaKadosh HaPotos. Akutza Shlishi, she says, Tem Shomrei Torah, Mevidim Esod HaTorah. Lo Ksilim Mito Chamon Shomrei Torah, Domeim HaChoshim Atzmon, Mur Meromim Eom. And it says, there are two groups of people in Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. They're the foolish people and the ones who thought it through. He says, okay. He says, they don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything in a willful way. They think, they also in some way believe everything is happening automatically. And it disconnects from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I shall. And they, Vashele Eilu HaChoshim Atzmam Idyus, or they consider themselves the intellectual people, Arahema Anoshim, their people, Shnisrachum and Hezbonos Besiboseim. Shall Dvorim Achinivrum Eidas Osum and Smarbisov Hisakop. Says, no. And what is it? Hashem Yisrom Yisalashma. He says, Eilu. And bottom page 124, he says. Shomrei Torah HaMevinim HaTorah. So what is the Torah approach? Halolim Izbonim El Sibot Sumasikim Em Maskonos Chukei HaTeva Keder She'os HaKvutz HaShnir. Says, yes, they understand that there's a whole chain of causation. They don't deny that. As all the, but, and they don't have any little less understanding of that whole chain of causation that gives me when I had my breakfast this morning that made sure that I get the nutrition. No. Adra, they understand it all. Jesus. Hashem Hevino, my Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, so as Hashem Nisko and Binet Chachom. But the Torah tells us something further. And something that the philosophers haven't understood. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's happening. The Pratim, page 126, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing and making sure every step and stuff happen, and therefore, and then he, when the food comes into my stomach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing that it gives me nutrition, it doesn't give me nutrition, or causes me illness or causes me something else. Umahashkel chaso al kosub my sugi hateva kvishafavu chachmoso ratzoni asal. Kadosh Baruch Hu created it, and for each individual yochid, made sure that that chain of causation works for him, and it gives him what he needs according to what Hakadosh Baruch Hu decided is what he needs. Toch sefer Torah Hashem. And what? And where did they get this from? You see, there is natural causation. We don't deny the laws of nature, the laws of physics. But he, that when you put a seed in the ground, and you have the fertilizer, and you have the earth, and you have the water, and you have all the climatic conditions and the sun, what is making that thing so that seed grows into something? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making that at each individual's part to do it. Ubitzoso, and through his will, that entire chain of causation, when that goes in, when that seed goes into the ground, and everything grows, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing that down to its final detail. And if sometimes it doesn't grow so well, it doesn't grow so well because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to grow so well. And then when the animal eats it, and it's going to end up, and when the chicken eats some, and it's going to end up on my table for Shabbos, if the chicken is healthy or not healthy, even though he's eating that, depends at each stage on HaKadosh Baruch Hu managing each stage and make it happen. So, Hatzon Rubok Li Yishochei Vahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hayad Hashem Tiksu. Hen Kulam Tloim, everything depends, he says, page 127, Ve'ilah HaRishonis. Elas kol ha'ilos, he's the cause of all causes. V'lechein nikra Hashem tzur olomim, baruch shmo. Ki kol ha'sibos chosros el puloso. Everything goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing it to happen. U'polos v'gzeras ritzono, and if, but when I put that seed in the ground, everything grows, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making it grow directly. They keep that in front of their eyes at all times. All of this, and this is what Avraham Avinu did. He made a whole plan to get out of all the evil of the kings. Right? What does he say? It doesn't mean Avraham Avinu didn't try to save his life. And when he told Avimelech that this is all part of the way he realized he's going to have to save his life, he said no. And Yitzchak, we find that he farmed, and he took care of the tzon, and he moved from place to place because there was no food. He didn't just stay back and say it's going to happen. No. He worked within the system, but knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the back of the system. Yaakov Avinu, he tried. He took the sticks and did all different things with the sticks. But they said, we're doing because we have to work within the system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of the system.
Hativim v'chol nidudeim.
Why?
When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the nates? When he found them functioning within the system and doing the maximum within the system, then he made the system work over and above that it would naturally happen.
And he says, so what happened?
Avraham Avinu goes down to Egypt. And he has this plan how Paro should kill him and kidnap Sora. And he did all his plans. So what happened? So he worked within a natural causation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in back of it, made sure that he was safe. And then when he left with great wealth.
Ruchosh Rav makes Paro.
This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu managing the system, but dependent on Avraham Avinu doing his best within the system.
Okay, it says, well, and
HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an day for him an eighth that he hadn't expected.
My Naga Hashem is Paro. He afflicted Paro and everyone in the royal palace.
And Yitzchak planted. But what happened? It was 100 times what normally would have come out. It means not that Yitzchak sat back. He worked within the system. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided what he's going to get out of the system. Sometimes what he gets out of the system is way beyond what he puts into the system.
And it's Yaakov. Ide Hamakos. He thought he was doing something with the sticks. When Asunites, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you did what you thought that you had your understanding how genetics work.
What is genetics? It's not genetics. But I'm going to do a neis. And what does the Pasuk says?
Sunei Nechorei,
what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't rely on the sticks. He took all the speckled sheep from far away and brought them there so to impregnate all the female sheep and goats.
Right, and that's what he said.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it.
Be'eli Yechidei Skula Be'emes, Ben Shomrei Torah Heim Abdei Hashem.
And he goes through, and he said, and that's why, when we were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something very dramatic. He could have had us in the Midbar, said, listen, I'll have them plant in the Midbar, and I'll make it grow, I'll make it rain here, and they'll think something's happening. No. I have to teach them a lesson forever and ever and ever. I'll give them one. Why didn't I give them one?
Pasuk says,
"Man hodiacha." So you should know, even just like now with Shloka Derech HaTorah, when you're going to plant everything and it grows beautifully and wonderfully, that's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu in back of it.
Adrava.
So if the philosophers, the scientists say it's all natural causation, we'll say it is natural causation. But there's something that guides that natural causation, causing each step to happen. Okay, this is, now he gets, Chamisha Chalki Bitoch. Let's divide Bitochim now. So he says there are three ways of viewing the world. Viewing the world is not thinking about it, like most of you don't think about it. You're hungry, you eat, you this, that. Or you understand that there's a whole process that goes into my nutrition. But you think it's an automatic machine. Or no. Says, realizing that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this entire chain of causation. And he's managing each one, expects us to work within this entire context. And only that will I achieve my results. Whether it's my health, whether it's anything I do. And that's how it works. Let's divide it into five things. Now here he gets some very practical. Hadvarim shebehem botech odom b'Hashem yisal. Ogabei totzo. He says. Also said, Akshavila Dazo Omol Hibiena. And look. And he says it's a practical consequence. Abitokan Yola Hakokas and Azokam Hasogas at the Wellas, Hasuya Leos, Krechios, or Bildi Hechrechas. Bildi Hechrechas, Perishu, Kemat Hechrechas. Okay. What does he mean? Hamova Labitokan. Page 130. Hamavol b'tochon hu hashmiyah b'kol Hashem yisale udvekus b'toroso hishamus mitnei hamavim. Before I'm even allowed to function, and that b'tochon should be a functional part of my life, and knowing that I can rely on it, he says. Doesn't happen to everybody. Relying on b'tochon is, first of all, Shmiya b'kol Hashem. You have to listen to what Kodesh Baruch Hu told you to do. That means keep Torah mitzvahs. Vekus b'Torah, so connect to the Torah. He shamrus from ne'amarija, and not to do anything that would be interpreted as rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Ramad David, b'tach b'Hashem, asei tov. Hisaneg al Hashem, v'yitnu l'chos mishalos libecho. V'ol Hashem darkecho. That means a person has to, he says, if you want to have the results of Bitochen, you have to function with Bitochen. That has, you have to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept the fact that he is running the world. Ushua Sadiqim Me'ashem, Yoshem Ki Chosubo. He saves them because they trusted in him. See, that's the difference. Avraham Avinu walks in to the Kibshon Eish, completely at peace with himself and calm, and knowing that he is doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. Haran walks into Kibshon Eish because he's playing. What's he doing? He figured out, I'm going with the winner. Okay, Avraham is the winner. But he doesn't have any deep confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or doing the Ratzon Hashem. He just wants to play with the winner. Upsuka binyan ze rab ma'amor avon medam ish benavsha shehu ba'al bitochon. A person thinks he is a ba'al bitochon. Emes over al toros Hashem. Okay. I'm a Ghana, and I daven to Hashem, please help me with my gneva. Av bitochon, my gneva will succeed. Doesn't work. Al titchu lochem al divrei sheker lemer. No, doesn't work. You have to function, just like I can't sit back and expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give me health and I'm not eating anything. No, I have to function with the system. It's another part of functioning within the system. Functioning with the system is keeping what the Kodesh Baruch Hu expects me to do and trying to connect and do that. Okay. Oro lecholidas. Hobitochon shetachliso dosis erhunochon v'sholem and abitochon shetachos gashmish. And it's a difference. What I'm out to achieve and what I'm out to accomplish. If my goal, when can I rely on our HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's very similar to the Ramban. Ramban says as follows. Ramban and Kutra Samunar B'tochas. B'tach B'Hashem Asei Tov Shom Bo Aret Sarei Emunah. Ramban says like this. If I have certain goals in life, I want to make $100 million. That's my goal. And I have absolute confidence that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give it to me and enable me to get it. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm going to work for that, but I know Kodesh Baruch Hu's back. Maybe I'll have it. Maybe I won't. But says the Ramban, a person has a goal in Avodas HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and he makes his maximum effort, Kadosh Baruch Hu will always guarantee him success in that. He says, "Chat tach b'Hashem, tach b'Hashem v'asito." Shlom Baruch Hu in the world. I can have the talking now, Kadosh Baruch Hu in Asiyah Satov when it comes to the mitzvah. Shlom Baruch Hu, if I, when it comes to living in this world, I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do something. I don't know what he's going to do. Here, he moves on to when I can rely on Bitochon, but all this depends on working with the system. When I can rely on Bitochon, when I can't rely on it. And he says, no, it's a shot. You know, we'll get to next week. The difference in a Tachos Gashmis and a Tachos Dosis, religious goal or a physical goal. And that is, now he gets into many things where he affects how we approach life. Until now, he's been causing himself over very clearly what it's all about. Now, here he gets into the Lamaisa, what he views, how Bitochon works. There's a Shembly Netta next to it.